is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. We're so glad that you could be with us today. Today, I have a very special guest, Mrs. Gloria Boyd Williams. She has written a book, and we're going to talk about that today. Her book is a success, and we would like to invite the public to purchase her book. Now, when did you realize, Gloria? I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself first to our audience. Tell us about yourself.
Good morning. Good morning. First, I want to say how much I appreciate you for allowing me this opportunity to talk with you about my book and to share it with your listening audience. I really appreciate that. I'm Gloria Boyd Williams, and I'm a native of Colfax, Louisiana. I currently reside in Boyd, Louisiana. I graduated from Grambling State University. I'm a licensed minister and a retired state of Louisiana employee with over 34 years of service. I am married to Reverend Merle Williams. I am the mother of three children and five grandchildren. I am an artist. I love painting. I love singing. I love reading and traveling.
Okay. Now, when did you first realize that you wanted to write your book?
Well, I want to say that Cindy Takes the Wind is actually my second book. I started writing my first book, which was a devotional, almost 15 years ago. And due to several deaths of close family members, I stopped writing, and I put the book away and really forgot about it. I guess you would say I was somewhat depressed. But God inspired me to write this book about 2 years ago when I was sitting on my porch, and it had been raining that day, and it was cloudy, and the wind was blowing in the trees, and I was looking at the clouds. I always love to look at the clouds. And I was thinking about my sister, Cindy. She passed away in February 2012. And I thought, well, Cindy, you're flying in the wind. And so the thought stayed with me as I went on about my day. And the next day, it stayed with me again. And God started giving me ideas for a book. And I started writing. And he would wake me up at night. I have to go to bed with the pen and paper beside the bed. If I was driving down the road, I'd have a little piece of paper and a pen. And he would give me an idea, and I would write it, you know, when I get to the red light or whatever. And he would speak to me throughout the day with images and ideas for my book. And the title, he gave me the title as well, Sending Takes the Wind.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, as a child, what type of books did you like to read?
As a child, I loved reading. I used to visit an aunt, and her name was Lizzie, and she had encyclopedias. And I would go and visit her, and I would just read. I would divulge all the reading in that book. And I would love to read about places like Paris, California, New York, Hawaii. I wanted to travel to all of those places. And my favorite children's author was, I love reading Dr. Seuss books.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, back in the day, they had a bookmobile. And
oh,
used to come around. And I couldn't wait for the bookmobile to come. And I would run out to the road and get my books and everything and come back and I would read them. And one of my favorite books as a child was Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved The Wizard of Oz as a child as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then after childhood, then what type of books did you venture off in?
My favorite as an adult is Maya Angelou. I love Maya Angelou poems. I like poetry, all poems, but I like her poems, and I like her novel, her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite poem is Still I Rise by Maya Angelou.
Oh, yeah.
And it was another poem that I liked to read, and it was about the road not taken.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Frost, maybe, but I love that poem. But I love poetry, and I love Maya Angelou's writing.
Absolutely. So.
And I love the Bible. I love the Bible.
Well, yeah, you're a minister, so. That's
yes,
a good thing.
I love the Bible. I love the Word of God.
Oh, goodness. Okay, how did you make your decision concerning your idea and characters for your story?
Okay. Well, Cindy and I, we were the last of 9 children. And everybody else was a little bit older than us. And we played mostly with one another. And we didn't have a whole lot of playmates when we were kids. And so we had imaginary playmates. And we named 2 of them Molly and Dolly. And we made up a song about them. So I named the Beatles Molly and Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy is the caterpillar, and I am the ant.
Mm-hmm.
And Rudy just came to mind as the butterfly.
Okay, so you have a caterpillar, you have an ant, you have butterflies.
Two beetles.
And 2 beetles.
And a butterfly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what stirred your emotions while you were writing? And then what emotions affected you the most?
I had a lot of emotions while writing this book. You know, some days I was happy, some days I wasn't so happy. But I got really emotional the day that I received the sample copy in the mail. And it came in the mail, and I opened it, and I called my kids, I called my husband, I called my nieces, I called everybody and told them that I had gotten the book and in the mail, and I started proofreading it, and as I proofread it, I cried thinking
mm-hmm.
about my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, God had put it into a book.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she would have been so proud.
She would have been. I can just hear her saying, Glory, this about me? This about me? And I was like, yes, Cindy, this is about you.
Oh, boy. Now, did you self-publish or did you use a publisher? And if you used a publisher, were your expenses totally phenomenal?
Well, I used a publisher to write this book. And I'm just going to say that if I write any more books, I'm going to use a publisher. I'm not that type of person to, my husband says, if I have $20, I'm gonna pay somebody to do something for me, and that's probably what I'll do. But I know a lot of people do self-publish, but you have to find out what works for you, and that don't work for me right now.
Absolutely.
But a friend of my daughter-in-law referred me to a publisher that she uses, and everything took off from there. It was not as difficult as I thought it would be. So God made it pretty effortless.
Absolutely. Okay, now, what is the message that you want the reader to get from Cindy Takes the Win? And then what age group is your book suited?
Okay. It's, I think, from maybe toddler to teenage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, parents read to their babies.
Right.
And pictures are very colorful, and right, they can enjoy the pictures, and the children can enjoy the pictures. And the teenagers, they can get something from the book as well, motivation about just staying true to yourself and achieving your dreams, and knowing that sometimes you have to change in order to, you know, when you grow, you have to change to achieve your dreams. The book also has activity pages in the back, coloring pages, word finders, a whole lot of activities for the kids to do. And it's very, very detailed, and have a maze in there, connect the dots. And different activity pages for the kids to do. So I'd say from baby stage until teenage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what is the message you want your readers to take away?
As a caterpillar, Cindy, she had a dream of flying. You know, sometimes our friends and family may encourage us, and sometimes they may not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they may not want us to leave home or leave the nest or leave them to achieve our dreams. And they may love us so much that they don't want us to adventure out or change. You know, Cindy's friends told her that they loved her and wanted her to continue to play with them. They didn't want her to fly.
Mm-hmm.
They meant well, but Cindy was not happy in her present state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there will always be people in life who don't want you to do something, maybe because they can't do it. They know they can't do it.
Right.
And Cindy had to wait to get her wings, and also had to leave her friends for a while. And she came back, and she had gotten her wings, and she could fly, and she was a beautiful butterfly. And like Cindy, we may have to leave friends and family, and may have to wait until the right time for things to happen in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, God makes us wait because we are not ready for the blessing.
Right.
And we may need to change some things in our lives in order to reach our goals.
Right.
But if we wait on God, you know, He will make us ready and make everything right in His time.
Absolutely. And back to the book, I remember the part that whenever I was reading it, and they were looking for Cindy, I was looking for Cindy too, because I didn't know what happened to Cindy. She left them, and she went her way, and nobody could find her for days, and they didn't know what had happened to Cindy. And so I was looking for Cindy too, and finally we found Cindy. She was in her own place, making her
way. She had gone through the change, the metamorphosis.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. She was coming out of her cocoon, and if we do things right, So, now, did you have a favorite part of the book?
Well, actually, I have several parts that is my favorite in this book. When Cindy and I were kids, and we made up a song about Molly and Dolly, and Molly and Dolly went down the road, and I was able to write part of that song in the book. A couple of lines where you will find in the book that say, Molly and Dolly went down the road. I say that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And another part is when Cindy came back to her friends after she got her wings. The only one who recognized her was Glory the aunt. When she said, look at her eyes. I can recognize those eyes anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the ending is a favorite of mine. When Glory the aunt calls Cindy Lou, which was my sister Cindy's name. It was Cindy Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells her to fly high, my sister, fly high. And that's when, at the end of the book, it is evident that Glory, the aunt, is really Glory Jean, and Cindy is Cindy Lou. Cindy and that's Lou. The only time in the book that they're called Glory Jean and Cindy Lou. And everybody that knew me from my Colfax, from growing up in Colfax, they knew Cindy Lou and Glory Jean.
Oh, okay. Okay, like I just know that Cindy would be so proud of your accomplishment and so proud that you wrote a book about her.
She would be. I can just hear her saying, oh, Glory, this about me? This about me? And I would say, yes, and it's about you. It's about you. We were so close. We were very close. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought that Cindy was the youngest, but because I think we all kind of babied her in a sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like a take charge person, but I was the youngest. And she lived in Doretta. Mm-hmm. Before she passed away. And she had gotten ill. And I remember sometime when she would call me, she stumped her toe or whatever. I was on the road going to Leesville, going to Doretta to see about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, mm-hmm. And she knew it too.
That's good. That's one. That's beautiful. Do you have any plans to write more books?
Well, since we finished writing Cindy Takes the Wind, and the we that I talk about is God, because God was with me every step of the way. I couldn't have done this without him.
Absolutely.
And since we finished writing that, we are working on finishing the devotional.
Mm-hmm.
That I started years ago. And it's possible that a second book about Cindy and friends may happen sometime in the future, as well as another book. I have plans to work on another book about my growing up years when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what would be your advice to someone who wanted to publish a book?
I guess I would say you have to pray to be led by God, for sure. Pray first and ask God to direct them on how they want to do a self-publish or go through a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And find out what works for them. Some people will thrive at doing the self-publishing. I have a couple of friends that have self-published some books. And whenever they were telling me, oh, you can do it, Gloria, I was like, I don't think so. Nope. So God blessed me to get in touch with this publisher. And we had a good working relationship. After I talked with her, found out that she's from Louisiana, but she lives in Arkansas. And she is also a graduate of Grambling State University. And so she lives in Arkansas, and I told her that I had to come and meet her. So we drove to Arkansas one weekend, and I had to go and meet them, and we just have a good relationship. We pray together. We talk a lot. So I would just say, you know, you have to pray first and be led by God every step of the way.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Now, are you planning later on to have a book signing, or how is the public going to know about your book?
I do have a book signing coming up sometimes next month. They can look on my Facebook page, and we'll get the word out about that. It's going to be in Colfax. Also, I'm going to contact some daycare centers and elementary schools to see if I can come and share my book and read my book to some of the kids at their schools. I'm planning on going to Houston to a school in Houston, elementary school from a friend, and sharing my book with them as well. So I'm open to anything anybody have out there. They want me to come and talk. I'm open.
Okay. Can you, excuse me, can you give us some information on how to contact you, how to obtain a copy of your book? We're almost out of time. And okay, if you could give us that information.
My book is for sale on Amazon, and the name of it is Cindy Takes the Win. Or you can email me at glowwilliams15@yahoo.com. That's my email address.
Okay. Okay. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, Gloria. And I just pray all of God's blessings upon you and your ventures to make a difference in somebody's life. And we thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you again for having me.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Join us again here next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. for more of Just Stuff. God bless you. knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living in